This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. One of the big questions 3 years into this pandemic is how many of the changes it triggered and how and where we want to live are going to last. Some new data today from the Census Bureau about where people moved last year sheds some light on that question. The Sun Belt, still extremely popular, a trend that started well before the pandemic and accelerated when COVID hit. But another trend of people leaving big coastal cities now looks like maybe it was just a blip. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Remember those first eerie months of the pandemic when New York and other big cities were emptying out? And the many months after that, that there was talk people would never come back? Well,
there seems to be a return, not a huge return.
But William Fry, a demographer at the Brookings Institution, says no more big exodus either.
In San Francisco, there's still a population loss, but only a tiny one compared to a very significant one last year. But in the case of Manhattan, it went from a big domestic out-migration to a slight in-migration.
There were similar trends in other city centers, too, in Seattle, Denver, and Dallas. Fry says there are two main things going on. For one, fewer Americans are leaving these cities.
And then in addition, there's been a big increase from immigration from abroad.
3 years into the pandemic, though, Nicholas Bloom at Stanford University says he finds it striking there hasn't been a bigger reversal.
The pace of leaving has slowed down, but we're definitely not returning. And that tells you that work from home is here to stay.
At least a couple of days a week. And he says that's enough to change where people live.
Think of classic bankers, techies, managers. They don't need to come into the office 5 days a week. So they're thinking, why not move out to the suburbs?
That's one pandemic trend that's persisting, he says. Luke Rogers at the Census Bureau says another is people's desire to live in warm, sunny places.
Of the top 10 fastest growing counties in the country, all of them were in the South or in the West. And a big chunk of them were in Texas.
The rest were in Arizona and Florida. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.